morning. It's 7:24 a.m. August the 21st, 2019, a Tuesday. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. So after a couple of days of lighter duty in terms of walking, I still did 4 miles, but I didn't do them quite so fast. I've got the metronome going again this morning at 122. I'll put the treadmill up to 3.5 miles an hour again. But I did get 4 miles, and the miles are what counts the most, so good enough. A couple of people got some early betas yesterday. I don't have covers for them yet, but I think the book is done. So all y'all got dibs. Leave a comment on this post. Lowell.com/TOMW. And make sure you put your email address in there and I'll send you a copy. There's a couple of pieces that I'm particularly interested in feedback on. There are a couple of questions that don't get answered. Not the least of which is, who's the first shaman? How did the rule get established? And why is it that the company isn't taking the easy, logical route and instead is willing to do what they're willing to do? Don't have a good answer for those. So, yeah, I don't have a cover, so the turnaround time is not like a couple of days. The sooner I get feedback back, like if I could get it back by this weekend, I could turn it over to Karen on Monday. Monford crew here. They're headed to the bunch of kids. This is, was it six? I counted them and I can't remember how many they were. 5 or 6 kids and an adult. Headed off toward Monford Elementary. Hi, kitty. There's a cat just across the road in front of me. Give me the evil eye. Slunk off into the bushes. Morning. So today's gonna be a busy day. I got a dentist appointment at 10 o'clock. My tri-annual cleaning. Periodontal maintenance. Clock. I've got a sofa event I have to attend. Online, of course. Lady right in front of me here. So, not last night, the night before, I finished Bosch, I don't know if I mentioned it. Season 5, season 6 is coming next year. I started The Boys. And it's... it's one of those troubling shows where... can't decide how far into tongue-in-cheek it's going. It's kind of a train wreck. And the question is whether or not it's a train wreck I can look away from. Good morning, groundhogs. There's two of them giving me the evil eye here this morning. A lot of gore. Get ready. Say it with me. Come on, close. I don't know that it's played for comedic effect. It's just there's a lot of gore. there's a lot of gratuitous. I said gratuitous, but I don't think it's gratuitous. I don't think they're doing it just for the sake of gore. I think there's a larger commentary happening in the subtext, but I can't quite pick it up. And then it's the obligatory jock humor. I don't know. Jury's out. I'll probably give it a couple more episodes just to see where they're going to go with this. At the moment, it's operating in a space that I find troubling. Because I can see where somebody who might watch this and think, oh, that's cool. When actually what it is largely disgusting. So I don't know. This is going to be one of those shows that is going to be. What I suspect is that it's doing it to be purposefully controversial. And as such, it's sort of like Black Mirror. Where it was just too precious, too self-conscious. I don't know. We'll see. I'll give it a couple more tries. We'll give it a couple more shows and see what happens. And then I've got a lead on a new one called The Booth at the End. Which is apparently an older show that has with some spread. The dates on it say like 2010 to 2012, so I don't know. A friend of mine's watching it and says it's really it's really well done. The premise is that there's in a diner in a city, there's a guy who sits in the booth at the end. And if you do something for him, he will somehow do what you want. So you have something that you want or you need, and you go to him, and he gives you a task. And if you do the task, then what you want happens. And I don't know how this is going to. I only watched the trailer. It looks pretty intriguing. The guy at the end, the guy in the booth at the end, is kind of a, you know, it's like a guy. He's nothing special. He's got no horns. Doesn't shoot fire out of his eyes or ass or anything. At least not in the trailer. Maybe he does later. I don't know. I also killed 2 episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yesterday. I'm into season 3. Speaking of gratuitous violence. So it's I don't know if it's growing on me or I've just become used to the aesthetic or the over-the-top reliance on gadgets, or if it's Fitzsimmons, or what? Don't know. But watched 2 episodes in a row yesterday. Okay, here we are. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.